This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Jim Swain. Jim is with Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity, and Jim is with us today to talk about the school collaborative program that actually came about, it seems like years ago now.
4 years ago, yeah. Steve.
Jim is with us today to talk about that program and some more subjects, but remind us about the collaborative program and how it got started and so forth.
Well, Steve, it started with Mike Orr, the construction technology teacher at Mountain Heritage, asking Habitat to bring his students out to get practical experience on our Habitat homes. But it just worked out logistics-wise that wouldn't fly. And so brainstorming together, we came up with an idea to build a facility at Mountain Heritage High School to construct modular homes. And from that, we were able to gather enough financing from foundations, from governmental agencies, and the good citizens of Yancey County to finance this facility, which is now completed in phase one. The facility has cost a little over $700,000. We are now in phase two, when the students are constructing the interior offices, classrooms, storage areas, using materials that were being purchased with a grant from the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina. Students are working and learning, building skills, which they can use in their later life to make a living. We look at the students that are involved in this program, and many of them are those that actually exhibit behaviors that may mean that they have achievement problems or attendance problems, and they very often lead to dropping out of school. So our hope is that by giving them a program where they can learn skills that they can use in their later life, maybe they'll stay in school, get their diploma, and be available to local contractors who desperately need high-quality workers.
Jim, this program involves students from Mountain Heritage, from Mitchell High School, also from Malin Community
from Malin
College.
Community College.
Talk a little bit about that, how that works.
Okay, well, what we've worked out, the facility is available as we're building the modular homes. Students will come from these three educational institutions and work on the homes or the interior finish. And the construction technology instructors are cooperating to maximize the learning possibilities for these students.
Jim, tell us about Pillars of Habitat program.
Well, back when this program initially was conceived, we at Habitat had projected our donor stream, and it seemed as though we would have enough money coming in within the 3 to 4 years down the road from when we were planning to finance two or more homes per year. So our plan was we would build one site-built home, which many people volunteer, and we appreciate that, and the other would be the building of a modular home in the school facility. I guess none of us could anticipate the economic chaos that's come for our area, and the donor stream of money coming to Habitat just hasn't materialized. The program is that people will pledge to donate $250 a year to be a silver pillar or $500 a year to be a gold pillar for a 5-year period. And this will create a fund of about about $200,000. The money will be used to purchase materials for the students to use to construct the modular homes. When the homes are complete, we will sell the homes at the market price to the general public. The proceeds from the sale will be returned to the Evergreen Fund, and when we have enough money from the, quote, profit from selling these homes, we'll be able to build a Habitat house for a Habitat partner family. So that means by doing it in this manner, the donations that people make to the Pillars of Habitat Fund are tax deductible because it's a sub-fund within Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity. We launched this program back in June. We have received about $60,000 pledged toward our $200,000. We're now entering into a broader-based campaign. We've talked with Jody Higgins at the Common Times Journal, and she will be running an article in the newspaper describing what this program is. She will also include with that article a donor blank that can be filled out, and there's instructions as to where to mail the filled out form. We're hoping that people will recognize that this is not really a Habitat program. Habitat benefits, but it's really a program for our students. I think that we have a good reputation in Yancey County and Mitchell County of taking care of our kids. We have two very fine educational systems, and this is just a further star in our hat, I guess I would call it. It's unique. No one else that we know of anywhere in the country is doing a program similar to this. And so in that way, we're kind of breaking new ground.
Jim, this program serves so many areas that can help people. Right now, it needs help. It needs some funding. Is there a phone number somebody can call or to get information or to talk to you about this?
They certainly can. They can give me a call. Probably the best way to get me would be on my cell phone, which is 284-0299. And if you'll give me a call, be happy to give you information. I really would look forward to talking to anybody. If there are some public service groups that might like me to come and visit their meetings and talk to them, I'd love to do that too.
Thank you very much. Jim Swain with Mitchell Yancey Habitat for Humanity talking with us about the school collaborative program that involves students in Yancey County, Mitchell County, and also Malin Community College. We hope that your program continues to go well. Jim, thank you much.
Thank you very much, Steve.
For a close-up, I'm Steve Murphy.